to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Oh, I am your host, Steve Davis. We're together. We're here working to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is a educational coaching and consulting platform for real estate investors at all levels. We have people come in with bad credit, no money. They start off wholesaling, then flipping, then single family rental, and eventually to commercial. And we have people join up that literally already have 5,000 apartment units. They just want to take it to the next level. I want to start off by kind of giving you, well, not kind of, I want to give you a sales pitch for an event coming up this Thursday evening. I'm teaching a sample class so that people can get a feel for how our educational system works. And what's special about this one is our members just completed a deal in 9 months. They purchased a self-storage facility in November of last year. 9 months later, they sold it, making almost a 100% rate of return in 9 months. This is what's going on at Total Wealth Academy. In my Saturday class, I actually show a case study of a deal with a 300% rate of return. So what you want to do is just ask yourself, are you getting these types of rates of return? If you had put up $100,000 in that deal in November of last year, you would have a check in your pocket for about $190,000 right now. What have you done in the last 9 months to generate that type of rate of return? That's why I really encourage you to consider putting some real estate in your portfolio. It works. It accounts for 70% of the millionaires in the United States. 70%. Yet, very few people have real estate in their portfolio. It makes no sense to me. When I grew up, I had a mentor, Colonel A.I. Thomas, who always had taught me to imitate successful people. I don't know, you know, and I didn't think, you know, that that was a very profound statement at the time. In fact, I thought it was very simplistic. I went, well, duh, okay. But that's not what people do. You know, people go around, the poor and middle class, and they're imitating other poor and middle class people because that's all they hang out with. They get poor and middle class results and they don't understand why. It's because you're not imitating people. Imitating people that are in the same financial position worse than you are. So one of the things that I think is important, and a lot of the reason why many people join Total Wealth Academy, is because they want to get around successful people. You know, I'm not exaggerating when I say, if you join Total Wealth Academy, within a year, you'll probably have 10 or 12 multimillionaires' numbers in your phone. No exaggeration. Ask yourself right now, how many multimillionaires do you have in your phone right now? If you needed some financial advice, how many of you have a millionaire you can just get on the phone and give a buzz to? Sadly, the answer is none for most people. And I'm fortunate to have two billionaires in my phone. you don't need that, but it's just because I hang out with successful people. And so I'm inviting you to come out Thursday evening from 6:30 to 8:30. And I'm going to show you the 8 reasons that we chose real estate above all other investment vehicles. I'm going to show you a case study of a single family home, very standard, very average. The rate of return on that deal is over 200%. Then I'm going to show you a little 30-unit apartment complex where the rate of return is, I believe, 187%, something like that. No, wait a minute. It's 600 grand, turns into 2.6, 6, 12, 18. Yeah, that's a 300% rate of return. I did that backwards. So I'm going to show you those case studies. Then I'm going to show you how to incorporate real estate into a balanced life. The reason a lot of people are afraid of real estate investing is they have this imagination. They tell themselves that real estate consumes a bunch of time. And they generally hear it from people who mismanaged real estate, and they tell you that tenants call you all the time. That's because you don't know what you're doing. That there were always maintenance problems. That's because you don't know what you're doing. And they hear these horror stories about owning rental real estate, and they believe them. Never going, wait a minute, this person failed at real estate investing. Why am I taking their advice? Doesn't make any sense. Because remember, only a failure can tell you that real estate doesn't work. Could a successful real estate investor tell you that real estate doesn't work? No. And my question is, should you be getting your advice from failures or successful people? I suggest you should get it from successful people. So please, this is, I'm just super excited about this deal. There's, I think, 4 others going on right now, and you could be involved in these deals if you were a member of Total Wealth Academy. So if you want to find out about that, go to gettotalwealth.com, gettotalwealth.com, and click on the free sample class button and reserve a seat right now. gettotalwealth.com. Come meet me, meet the staff, see the office, see a wall full of multimillionaires' pictures, and start building your team. You know, start building a team of millionaires so that you can succeed. You're never going to succeed if you don't get around successful people. Again, go to gettotalwealth.com, gettotalwealth.com, and click on the free sample class button. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel, romance, and much more. More time for whatever you want to do with your life. To find out how to build this second stream of income, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop on real estate investing. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the gettotalwealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open, by the way. If you've got a question for me, don't worry about whatever subject I'm covering. Your question doesn't have to deal with the subject matter. It needs to deal with whatever fear, whatever concern, whatever worry that you have about getting off your butt, going and building a second stream of income with real estate. You know, are you afraid of time? Are you afraid you don't have enough money? Are you afraid? Whatever it is, let me know. And what I'll do is I'll share with you the best practices and the business model that will help you get past those fears and moving towards your goal. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or feel free to email me. A couple of you already have. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. The first question is, how much is your Saturday class? It's $500, but you've got to go to the free sample class first. Please don't enroll until you know exactly what we're doing. Make sure it's going to be beneficial to you and your family. And if you're nervous about coming to the free workshop Thursday, leave your wallet at home. You know, just get out of the house, spend 2 hours working on your financial IQ, and you'll enjoy it. I guarantee it. I have a load of fun doing it, and I think the audience does as well. So go to gettotalwealth.com and click on the free sample class. Let's see what the next question is. Next question is something about multifamily and apartment investing forums from Mike. You know, the only one that I know of that's competent, but still, you know, it's only like a high school education, that would be Bigger Pockets. Bigger Pockets is the best there is, but again, that's only going to give you about a high school education. If you want to get that college degree, that master's degree in real estate investing, face it, you're going to have to join a group and take some actual classes. You know, everybody's out there trying to get it free off of YouTube, free off of Bigger Pockets, free. I'm going to educate myself. Yeah, you're going to get about a high school education at best on those platforms. If you want to get a master's degree in real estate investing, you need to pick one of the clubs in town, real clubs, real human beings. Get out there and join them. You don't like me? Pick another one. Doesn't matter. You like me? Pick mine. But get out there, join a club. That's the best way to build your knowledge base, increase your financial IQ, make the contacts that you need, and get moving towards your financial goals. So thanks for the request, Mike. Again, the answer, best one I know of, is biggerpockets.com. But don't forget, that's going to give you about a high school education in investing and nothing more. Okay, the next thing that I want to address is, whenever I do this particular show and this material, it's always tough for me to pick one aspect of my life where I've used this technique. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick fitness because it's the easiest one. It makes sense. It's easy to understand. But when it comes to getting yourself to take action on something, the rules are the exact same. Whether you're trying to quit smoking, quit drugs, start exercising, lose weight, build a second stream of income, have a better marriage, this technique I'm going to share with you works. And it comes down to really getting leverage on yourself. Let's say you overeat and you're 50, 60 pounds overweight, morbid obesity, and you can't get yourself to stop eating, and you maintain that 50, 60 pounds for 5 years, 10 years, longer. And people, you got to understand, only one thing kills more people every year than obesity. That's cigarette smoking. And it's only a little bit more. You know, I've got obese friends that talk crap about people who smoke, and I'm looking at them going, you're obese. You're dying off just as fast as the cigarette smokers are. Last year, 300,000 people died of obesity-related diseases. 316,000 died of cigarette smoking. That's pretty darn close. You say you can't stop overeating. I walk in, see you eating, pull out a gun, put it to your head, and say, stop eating. What would you do? Well, depending on how serious you thought I was, you'd stop eating. That's called leverage. I've got leverage on you. I'm gonna blow your brains out. You're gonna die. You'd stop eating right then and there. That's a thing called leverage. Now, you don't want that. That's an extreme example. But let's say that you're 50 pounds overweight, 60 pounds overweight, and your granddaughter comes in and starts crying. And you're like, what's wrong, honey? You're going to die, Grandpa. No, I'm not. I'm fine. What are you talking about? No, Grandpa. Your weight's going to kill you. And somehow your granddaughter, she might be 11, 12, knows the penalty for being obese. Repercussions, the consequences of being obese. Maybe she learned about it in school that day, and she's in tears. How many of you would quit overeating immediately? You tried year after year after year after year. Failed. Nothing worked. But your granddaughter says, I love you, Grandpa, Grandma. I don't want you to die. Please lose the weight. You know what you would do? You'd lose the weight. That's a positive form of leverage. And anything that you want to get yourself to do in life, whether it's build a second stream of income, lose weight, quit smoking, whatever, you've got to get leverage on yourself. And the way that I do it myself is I use Ben Franklin's, it's basically just a sheet of paper where you draw a line down the center, and on the left you write pros, and on the right you write cons. And you start writing down all the things that go right if you lose the weight. Let's look at some of them. Increased energy levels. Sense of pride. Confidence. Because how can you take yourself seriously when you're 50 pounds overweight? What's the first thing people see when you walk up? Your obesity. Then you start talking. Imagine this. What if I was 100 pounds overweight telling you how to live your life? What would you think of me? You'd go, what an idiot. He can't even keep his weight in control. How's he going to help me? See, you lose all credibility. People look at you. It's like wearing a sign that says, I'm out of control of my life. That's what it is. Tony Robbins tells a story where he used to bite his nails down to the quick and he would have bloody fingers. He lost $1 million contract because the lady, he was supposed to speak to this lady's company, and he pushed the contract over to her. She grabbed his hand and goes, what is this? He goes, well, I bite my nails. She pushed the contract back to him and said, you have no credibility. You can't even control yourself not to bite your fingernails, and you're going to help my employees take control of their lives? He lost the contract. Smoking is one of those. You can't walk around with a cigarette in your mouth. People think you're an idiot, all of them, except for the other smokers. You lose all credibility the minute you light up. Hey, dumbass. Oh, sorry. Not sure I'm supposed to say that on the air. My apologies. what are you doing? And then you start preaching and talking and acting like you know what's going on with life. And it's like, you can't even get yourself to quit smoking. Nobody's taking you seriously. So again, we got to go to break in just a second. When we come back, I'm going to give you some more pros about losing weight, getting fit, and exercising. Then we'll look at the cons. Now, some of you have figured out that's going to be a pretty short list, but there are some cons to it. And we'll talk about those when we come back from the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You are listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. You can call me at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Thanks for listening.
This is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're right in the middle of talking about using leverage to get yourself to take action. I probably should have headed this off with the comment that, do you realize it's leverage that's keeping you from taking action as well? We'll call it negative leverage, such as the fear that rental real estate consumes a bunch of time. That's leverage. You say, I'm not going to try because it's going to take a lot of time. I'm already working 50 hours a week, blah, blah, blah. That's leverage. I don't have the money. Your belief you don't have enough money. That's leverage. But it's negative, paralyzing leverage. And to get past that negative, paralyzing leverage, you've got to think deeply and overcome those paradigms that tell you you can't do it or shouldn't do it. And the way to do that is the Ben Franklin chart. I used to know that what he called it, but it's just a pros and cons chart. So let's talk about fitness and exercise and head down the pro column. So we've got increased energy levels. When you start exercising, you get pride, confidence. It improves cognitive skills. Your brain just functions better, faster, more efficiently. It increases your sex drive. Increases your sexual performance. It gives you a sense of well-being. And you ready for this? Slows the aging process dramatically. Slows the aging process. It prevents 113 age-related diseases. 113. It reduces your resting heart rate. If you subscribe to the theory that your heart's only going to beat a certain amount of times in your lifetime, what if you lowered your daily heartbeat by 10 beats a minute? That is billions of beats over a lifetime. You're going to live longer. It reduces fat content. It makes you look better. And we could go on and on. I think you get the point. I listed here 14. Let's go to the cons. And there are cons. It takes time. You need 3 to 4 hours a week. So you're going to have to sacrifice 3 to 4 hours a week. Well, anybody got any other cons? What's the con? You know, some people will say, well, I don't want to bulk up. That's a con. I don't want to bulk up. Listen, do you realize you would have to train 4 to 5 hours a day, 5-6 days a week to bulk up like Schwarzenegger? Don't worry about it. You're not going to bulk up. Plus, there's specific techniques to keep you from bulking up, primarily high repetition and moderate weights. If you want a long, thin, sexy muscle, keep your reps between 12 and 16. Use weights that are so low that you can do it 12 to 16 times. If you want a bulky, masculine muscle, then raise the weights so that you can only do it 6 or 8 times. That's what's going to build muscle. 12 to 16 is just going to maintain, stimulate, and give you a long, thin, sexy muscle. Most of the female people that I trained, that was the technique that I used. Oh yeah, let's go back over to pro. Did you know that weightlifting increases your metabolism permanently? It speeds up your metabolism, not just while you're working out, but every day after you work out. It's unbelievable what this does. So when you get a list of these things, you now have the pros and cons. And the way Ben Franklin ran his life was, if the pros outweigh the cons, I do it. If the cons outweigh the pros, I don't do it. It's that simple. But this is one form of leverage to get on yourself. And this is the pleasure side of it. Pleasure side of it. But see, you don't just want to use pleasure to motivate you. Believe it or not, we'll do 3 times as much to avoid pain as we will to gain pleasure. So getting leverage on yourself with pain is 3 times as powerful as using pleasure. 3 times as a rule. Now everybody's psychologically different, but as a rule, humans work that way. So let's look at some pain motivators. Pain. I hate standing up. I'm so overweight. Pain. I don't like getting in and out of my car because I'm so overweight. I don't like taking off my shirt at the beach or putting on a bikini because I'm so overweight. You use all of those pains along with the pleasure, and you create, I like to call it a leverage bomb. It's almost like, have you ever heard the phrase, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired, and that's why I began to take action? Well, instead of waiting on yourself to be sick and tired of being sick and tired, use this tool to get sick and tired now so you make the changes that you need. So more pain would be, look, I'm 50 pounds overweight. I'm going to die between 5 and 15 years early. And that's a pretty accurate statistic. 5 to 15 years early. More pain. My quality of lifestyle, being 50 pounds overweight, is going to be extremely low because of that low energy, because of the extra weight I'm carrying, and plus the added heartbeats. This is the big pain. And if you don't associate pain to this, you're probably never going to change. But the average person who's 50 pounds overweight, their heart beats sometimes 30 to 40% more per day. So go back to those people who think, yeah, your heart's only going to beat a certain number of times before you pass away. Well, guess what? You're beating 30 to 40% more every day, what's that going to do to your life expectancy? You could even go as far as going, I don't like the way I look. Use that as the pain. One friend of mine described herself in a bikini. She said, I look like a busted can of biscuits, which I thought was extremely funny. By the way, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. I just noticed there's a couple of emails here, so let's address those. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, this is from Kumar. Wooden floor damaged by the tenants. Who should pay for this? Kumar, you know the answer to this. If a tenant does any damage to your property whatsoever, wood floors, trim, doors, holes in walls, breaks a toilet, who's responsible for that, Kumar? They are. If you write your lease correctly, they're responsible for the first $250 of any repair, no matter what, whether it's their fault or not. When it's their fault, they are 100% responsible for the damage. And you say, well, I'm going to go fix it, but they won't give me the money. Well, the next time they pay their rent, if their rent is $1,500 and they write you a check for $1,500 and your repair was $1,000, they've only paid $500 of the rent. The first $1,000 goes towards the damage and you begin the eviction process. And guess what? They'll show up with $1,000. So Kumar, first recommendation, take a class like mine on property management. Get yourself into a group. And second, make sure you know how to write those leases. Third, make sure you understand the lease. But I can tell you this, I don't care. Even if you goofed up your lease and didn't put that $250 deductible in there, they're still responsible for any damage that they cause. All right, hope that helps, Kumar. All right, if you've got a question for me, we're coming up on the final segment of today's show. If you've got a question for me, give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. All right, I got an anonymous email. I should remind you, if you want it to remain anonymous, put anonymous in the subject line. All right, thanks for listening. We'll talk more after the break.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we are in the final segment of today's show. So if you've got a question for me, please call now. Don't wait 5 minutes because then we won't have time to answer it. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. If I don't get to you during the show, I will email you back after the show. And you're not put on a mailing list. It's just an email to me and I respond. That's it. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Now, I got an anonymous, and I wish I could give you his name because this is such a great point. He says, I enjoyed listening to the show today. Here's one more around fitness. This guy will not invest with a syndicator who can't take care of themselves. In other words, if they can't take care of themselves, how in the heck are they going to take care of your investment and, say, a 500-unit apartment complex? And the reason this one is so true and so well put, Anonymous, one morning I had to call 20 sponsors or syndicators. I only got a hold of 9 of them. Guess where 8 of them were? At the gym. 8 out of 9, I bet you if I'd have gotten a hold of the other 11, I would have found they were either just getting back from the gym. They understand that to be in business, to build a second stream of income, you need something very important: energy. In other words, most people at the end of their day, they're pooped. They go home, they sit in front of the TV, pooped. That's because you're out of shape. And don't hit me with age. Oh, I'm just losing my energy because of age. There are 84-year-old people who can bench press their own weight. 84-year-old. One 84-year-old guy is benching 450 pounds. The guy doesn't even weigh more than 200 pounds. That's more than double his body weight. People say, I don't have the energy to work out. I can't work out because I don't have the energy. No, you don't have the energy because you don't work out. So if you want to slow down the aging process, get your sex drive back, get your cognitive skills back, get your well-being back, slow the aging process, get out there and exercise. Take care of yourself. Plus, as leaders, if you're a parent or a grandparent, what kind of message are you sending your kids and grandkids if you're 50 pounds overweight? You know, you're telling them that's okay. You know, and this bugs me to death. They're now promoting obesity at our stores. Target, what was the one the other day? It was photos. Okay, and as gross as this sounds, sexy photos of cellulite. Now, these women have a disease, obesity, and they're taking photos of them and their cellulite as if it's sexy. Okay, if you've got some fat fetish, maybe you think it is, but genetically, we're predisposed to be offended by obesity. Because when you're looking for a mate, do you want an unhealthy mate or a healthy mate? You want a healthy mate. So we're automatically predispositioned, whatever the word is, to be repulsed by obesity. So they are trying to make, oh, it's okay, don't body shame. It's not body shaming. These people have a disease. And it's either a heavy eating disorder or a light eating disorder. They got a disease and they got the obesity. So, yeah, to me, that's just crazy. When I go into Target and they have obese women models, it's just like, wow, what are you teaching my kid? I'm going to punch your lights out. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me, it's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, steve@gettotalwealth.com. Stephanie's got a really interesting question. What's the return on investment to improving kitchens and bathrooms? Stephanie, I don't take existing rental property and go in after the fact and improve the kitchen or bathroom to get a higher rent. That's not going to work very effectively. You might get an extra 50 or 100 bucks or something like that. That's not going to be effective. Stephanie, what you should be doing is rehabbing the property the day you buy it. See, that's how you get a good return on your investment with kitchens and bathrooms. But definitely don't go in after the fact. You know, you've owned it for 2 years. Now you're doing the bathroom and kitchen. you're not going to get a heavy rate of return on that. But if, Stephanie, every time you buy a piece of property, make it perfect day one. Day one. Do not eke the repairs out of the cash flow. Do not rehab it over 6 months or a year. Rehab it in 1 month, get it leased to the perfect tenant, and move on down the road. So that's when you do your kitchens and bathrooms, not in the middle. Hope that helps, Stephanie. Okay, let's go to the next email. Again, email's open to you. Ask Steve at gettotalwealth.com. Ask Steve at gettotalwealth.com. Mike is asking for a vacation rental lender. I'm going to tell you that we have quite a few of them at Total Wealth Academy, probably seven different lenders that lend on vacation rentals. So my question is, have you even looked yet? Because they're not hard to find. Pretty much anybody will. Now, I'm not talking about the big banks like Wells Fargo and Chase and people like that, Mike. I'm talking about investor lenders, which you would find by joining a group like Total Wealth Academy. I'm going to email you one referral. It's, let's see, who's sponsoring the event this month? It's Verity Mortgage. Super guy, Donnie Gothard, he'll do it for you. But you really should join a group and shop three or four for your first deal till you find the exact deal that works for you and your strategy. But I'll send you at least one. I'll send you that right after the show. All right, Mike, thanks. Okay, let's go to the next email. Okay, Kira, is this a crazy security deposit idea? Incentive to maintain the property. Wow, this is a long one. And conducting quarterly walkthroughs. If no damages are found. You know, I'm not going to read this whole thing, but I'm speed reading it. So I got through the whole thing, Kira. I don't like the idea of giving back part of the security deposit. And then at the end of the lease, collecting it back. That's just a lot of confusing hassle. I don't see any value in doing that. Okay, she read this in a book by a guy named Brandon Turner, How to Manage Rentals. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I'm not saying it won't work, but wow, just the hassle of doing it, inspecting every 3 months, giving them 160 back, and then when they sign a new lease, you get the 160 back, they start off with a new, no, don't like that at all. A lot of confusing crap. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it at all. All right. Hope that helps, Kira. Okay. Here's one from Frank. I'm not sure I understand this question. Let me read it out loud. If I was interested in buying rental property but do not have the cash, does your program offer investor leads? Oh, you're looking for possible partners, is what I think. Frank, you can email me if I got that wrong. Yeah, there's a lot of people that do partnerships, but you're going to have to think a little bit bigger, Frank. Partnering on a single family house, not worth it. Partnering on 10 single family houses at one time, that might be worth it. So raise your expectations a bit, get educated, and look at something a little bigger than just one house. And yes, you could find partners at Total Wealth Academy that would be willing to do something with you. Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I really appreciate it. Go out there, get some leverage on yourself, whether you're trying to build a passive income stream or stop smoking or whatever it is. Get some leverage on yourself and start taking action on your goal. Take care.
been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.